ours are so big that we felt that nobody can sit on our seats, on our chairs in our house. I went to a friend's house, and I saw his chair. They were the same chairs that I have in my house. So I asked him, "When did you buy your chairs?" He said, "Over 12 years I bought mine. None of his chairs are torn. They are very neat, very sound. But my own is gone." I told my wife the reason is, you know why? She told me, "You know the reason why? In your own house there are people coming. But there, only him and his wife. So why would it not be neat?" Gentlemen, doesn't mean what I'm saying is that it's torn means what? Means what? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm using it for the glory of God. Am I communicating? So why don't you use yours for the glory of God? That which you have was given to you by God. So what is this thing that you are so proud about your house that cannot be used? I speak to some of you. Some of you. If this man, this young man is like some of you, will never give your house. You will never give your house. I know how much, and I know how much is taken. I know how much he has a wife right now, pregnant, ready to deliver soon. But yet he offered his house. Obed-Edom had to tap the blessings of God by what? Bringing the ark to his house. That's why. If you want to hold any program, host it in my house. It's free. FOC. Yes, host it. Sometimes my children are inconvenient. They want their space. But unfortunately, they have a father that doesn't even know what is space. It's a problem. Amen. I understand their problem also. Praise God. The man was so blessed to the point that the king David was jealous. He was what? Jealous. You don't know the advantage of hosting anything in the kingdom. And I warn some of you here who are not sleeping by. What I mean is you are just draining spiritually. Your level at which you are now is gone. I warn you. I warn you. And be careful. It may not end well with you. Better return back. I've watched you from years and years, and I see where you are, and I expect more of you, but now, no more. I want you. I want you. I don't know the danger that will come on your life, but I warn you. Retrace your back and get back to God. Go back. Go back. Go back. What is it that God has so blessed you that you cannot use it to worship God? I keep asking myself this question. Why? What? 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 I'm asking you what? 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 I speak to you. What's it that you so have and you're so proud of it? That God now becomes like the second tier. I don't know how you call it. Second option. God bless you. You are struggling to come to church. You are struggling to be part of the work of the kingdom. Everything now you are struggling. Why? Because you contaminated yourself in the past. You allow yourself to fall. You can't rise up anymore. But there is a second chance. I said there is a second chance. I said there is a second chance. We serve a God of what? Second chance. The door is still open. We love you. The door is open. The door is open. Ah, I used to know that brother. Which used to? Eh? No, I should fire up. Am I communicating? I should grow. And when I saw my son, I said, no, he deserved to be anointed as a pastor. He deserved to be a pastor because we saw him grow. He deserved to be a deacon or deaconess. No, he deserved to be a leader. Today we are missing out too many things, hearing too many things from the world that we don't even know much about God again. We think everything is about God is the secondary. My friend, don't believe the lies they're giving you. God is God. And He's the only living God. Only a fool will say there is no God. Only a fool will say there is what? No God. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't follow that with that ideology. He's a heavenly Father. He rules over the earth. And may I say to everybody, at the end of the day, you will leave this world. Where shall you be? Where shall you be? This will decay. With all your military guy and all your power and pompous and all the pompy, where will it be? The end is that place you go. But the question is, did you serve Him? Did you know Him? I pray one, some of you is warning. I pray one. I don't know how it turned out to be a warning. Praise God. I don't normally preach like this, though. Hallelujah. But I want some of you. In my spirit, I feel it. I feel it. The zeal is no more there. You're struggling. Everything about you is struggling. Struggling. Struggle to worship God. Me? Mali krasu taya bosh. I will die inside. I will live inside. I will breathe inside. I don't care. I don't care. I know we are internet, but some of you may not know some of us. Some of us have fought for this cause. We fought for this cause. Maybe you don't know. We fought for this cause. We are ready to die for the sake of Christ. We are ready to be burnt alive for the sake of Christ. We fought it, I'm telling you. We fought it. They burnt the church entirely, but our lives were not burnt. What are people saying here? Good. Nice air condition. Nice place. Nice seat. Go home. Go to the car. Go to the bar. Go to the mall. Enjoy everything. Come back just to come and pray. You are struggling. Even prayer in your house now is a problem. You are watching Netflix. You are in YouTube. God deliver this generation. And the way we are going it, I warn you. The devil will take you out of the track and you'll go to hell. Everything gone, but we didn't know. We still rebuild the church back. Correct or not? We rebuild the church back. What are you talking about? You are here? It is well. It is. I don't think we need worship now. We worship after the preaching. Praise the Lord. We worship after what? The preaching. I love you all. Honestly, I love you all. I love you all. But I just want you to understand something, that God loves you more. He wants intimacy more with you. Forget about Pastor Damien. Forget about Pastor Damien. Forget about Pastor Damien. I have my course. I have to run my race. Shout aloud that amen. But God needs you more. He needs you more than I need you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. Thank you for your word and your time like this. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Take your seat. God bless you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was just a prayer warning, but I know you will take it with joy. Amen. Put your hands together for the glory of God. That is coming from the Father, amen, to encourage you in everything you do. By the grace of God, I want to appreciate every one of you for today, for this 7 of our fasting and prayer. Put your hands together for yourself. Tell someone congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, hallelujah. Congratulations, congratulations, amen. It's been a great season. It's been a wonderful season. Honestly, I don't know how many of us understand those prayer topics. How many of us are blessed by those individual daily prayer topics? Come on. Hallelujah. We appreciate you so much. Let me just let you know that in case you are not enjoying you want to worship more, join us on our worship night. Amen. That day is a complete worship. We are coming for 1 hour, 30 minutes. To appreciate this God for what He has done for us. Amen. And today I just want to believe God that God is already changing lives. I said God is already changing lives. I said God is already changing your story. Oh, come on, can I hear louder? Amen. Tell somebody, say God is changing your story. It's already happening. Right, James said, I had one request, one prayer request, but before the end, God answered. If God has not answered you, now it shall be answered in the name of Jesus. Louder. I say, it shall be answered in the name of Jesus. I say, it shall be answered in the name of Jesus. Prayers is so important and vital. As a child of God, beside the word of God, prayer should be your oxygen. Am I communicating to somebody in the house? You need it to stabilize yourself. When you are weak, pray. When you are sick, am I communicating? Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about, ma? I am telling you, in whatever stage you are in, pray. Pray. Prayer can lift you out of distress and failures. Are you understanding that? And sickness and disease and all manner of issues. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, season of sleep. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Thank you, Sister Mary. That was a wonderful way to read the Bible. That was beautiful, 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 beautiful. I saw she read it like she read medicine. She didn't just come to read newspaper. She came to read the word. I saw that. So please, when we say Bible reading, the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 24, says, I think 22, right? Say, blessed are they that readeth the word. So there is a blessing when we say Bible reading. Blessed, if you're reading the word, you're already blessed. So don't come and read it, okay? Flash. What did I say? Flash. No, flash means or whatever. Read it like you mean it. Praise God. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. We read. Verse 1. Okay, let's go there quickly. Season of sleep. Season of sleep. We're coming to praise God because it's our family Thanksgiving. Amen. I was expecting family, praise, special number, all that, but praise God. All right. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. I'd like to read through. I'd like to read one or two verses there. Please, there are a few words you begin to look into, and I'm sure you highlight them. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The hour of prayer. What did I say? What did I say? Come on, did I say it? Louder, tell somebody there is an hour called the hour of prayer. No, I think you are still speaking there. Tell somebody said, there is an hour called the hour of prayer. Now, can I ask you, do you have an hour of prayer? The answer is yes or no. I didn't say minutes of prayer. Thank you. Tell your neighbor, say it's not minutes. If you are not speaking, then I will call you for deliverance. Tell somebody by your side, it's not minutes, but hour. Hallelujah. Hour of what? Prayer. It's an hour called an hour of prayer. That's why Jesus was speaking to his disciples. Say, can you not even wait with me? Can you not just pray with me for 1 hour? Some of you, 1 hour is a big load. You know why? You are too mechanized. Praise God. The world has gone digital. Your spiritual life is too mechanized. So everything about you has not waken up. There are some, 1 hour is nothing. Amen. But an hour of prayer. Peter and who? And John. They went, go ahead, in the temple at the ninth hour. Meaning, as per the religious setup of the Jews, most times they pray in the morning, 9 o'clock. They pray not go where? At noon, 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. The next one will be 6 and all that. But this night hour means 3 p.m. It was what? 3 p.m. They went into an hour of prayer. Go ahead. Quickly. Because I know you know it so much. Now, a certain man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called what? To ask of what? Hands of them that enter the temple. The truth is this, gentlemen. When you are going to the temple, you always go with an offering. So you will ask yourself, why is the man asking for alms? Because those who come for prayer, they come with an offering. Ask your neighbor, did you come with an offering? Amen. Did you come with the offering? Aha, hallelujah. Am I communicating? They don't appear empty, what? Handed. But the point here, let me just tell you the truth. Do you know that this description, when I was reading it, you know, the apostles were so poor that they don't even have money. I like this. I like this. But what does that say? Silver and gold have I not. But in the name of Jesus, this is the moment. This is the moment. Even if you don't have, come for an hour of prayer. Even if you don't have, come for an hour of prayer. Oh, come on. Am I speaking to myself? Am I speaking to myself? Even if you don't have, come for an hour of prayer. Even if you don't have, come to church. Am I communicating? Am I speaking to somebody? Even if you don't have offering, come and hear the word. Come and be blessed of God. Am I speaking to somebody? There are some of you, the reason why you don't come to church, because you say you don't have offering. It's a pity. At this my level, even if I don't have, I will come. It's a borrow, and I will pay God back. There are times there are offerings I used to give in this church. Some days I don't have that offering. I call it borrow. Means I will pay that. But the next one, that one which is owing God, I put it together. Sincerity and integrity. That is me. Integrity. Even if I don't have, I have a certain amount I give. And if I don't have it on that day, you understand me? I call it what I borrow myself on borrow. So on that day, the next day I have it, I'll put by. Say, God, what I took out, now I take it. Just integrity. So that does not stop you. But people are Peter and John. Oh, I love this. Verse 3. Is it, are we in 3 now? Or 4? So we are so poor to a point that they don't have money. Amen. All right, let's go verse 3, right? Now, who see what? Peter and John about to go into the temple. Ask of hands. Brother, anything can happen. Tell us anything can happen. Lord, I say anything can happen. Let me say to somebody, miracle does not just happen in the church. It can happen outside the church. La grâce sotaya. Is somebody hear what I'm talking about? Don't believe it's not about just the temple, but it can happen outside the temple. It can happen in your house. It can happen in your job. It can happen wherever you go. It can happen in your journey. It can happen in the place. Miracles are everywhere. And it can happen to someone now. In the name of Jesus. Your amen is not sounding like people who's excited. I say you're not sounding like somebody whose miracle is already happening. I say it's happening now. Miracle for someone is happening now. It's happening now. It's happening right now. God is healing you right now. God is setting you free now. God is liberating you right now. God is giving you a job right now. I said God is giving you a career. That money is being delivered. Can I hear loud? Amen. The lame is jumping and rising. The Bible says that. The man did not enter. Where was he? At just the door of the gate. The door, sorry, of the temple. The door. Ten of us in the door of the temple. Am I communicating to somebody? Hallelujah. Well, no matter what happened, what happened? Don't allow the enemy to take you out of God. Come late, no problem. If it's your job, come. There are some of you here, they say, I come from office. I appreciate some of our brethren. When I hear their testimony, I close 2 a.m., I close 3 a.m., and they are here in the morning. There are some of you that close 11. You are still sleeping in your house. Amen. When they ask, you say, it's because of my duty. You close 11 p.m., no. Some of us have not even slept at 11. So what is this? This is the excuse. No excuse. No excuse. That I close 4 a.m., that means what? I will not go to church. Eh? Even if I close 5 a.m., I'll still drag myself here. Shout aloud, amen. When I finish, I'll go and sleep. And tell the devil, I made it. I beat your timing. You think I will not come to church, but I came, shame to you. Am I communicating? Let's go. Let's go. Verse 3. Now, who said Peter about to go into the temple and ask an alms? Go ahead. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him. with John say, look on us. What I said. He said what? Look on us. I'm coming again. And Peter, yes. And he gave heed unto them. What did he say? What did he say? What did he do? Sorry. He gave heed unto them. He said, look unto us. This time it was special. This was not the normal money giving. This was not the time to give money. At this time, the voice was different. Come on, am I communicating to somebody? At this time, the voice was different. At this time, the people that took, we stood with authority. Oh boy, you heavy. Oh. Linga lusu tayaba. The guy heavy. The preacher in our time. Am I complicated? The voice was different. And Peter and John said, look on us. The guy, yeah? Normally, I am sure he was expecting money. His first mindset is what? Money. Ah, this time, I think my day don't break. Hallelujah, money has come. My day has broken. Because normally, people who will do, they will just give and go. Nobody call him. Nobody say, look at us. They say, this one has special gift. I declare to you, God will grant you special gift. I say, God will grant you special gift. He shall grant you a blessed gift. That one thing you are looking for, God gave it to James. The same God shall give it to you. He gave it to the lame man. The same God shall give it to you. Can I hear a loudest amen? Can I hear a glorious amen? I don't know that one thing you are looking for. I prophesy from the east. I prophesy from the south. I prophesy from the west. I prophesy to the north. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in that verse 4, go ahead. Verse 4, sir. Keep us in flow together. And he gave it to them, expecting to receive what? Something of them. Did you see that word? Expecting to receive what? Something of them. Because he had them. Yes, I'm coming back. Don't worry. I'm coming back. That's the big lesson. Go ahead. Verse 5 or 6 now. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But as such I have, I give thee. Such I have. Brother, you have something to give to the community. You have something to give for the work of the kingdom. You have something to give to your generation. Tell your neighbors, I have something to give to my generation. Now, let me say this to every one of you. If you are looking at the people going to the temple, there are the Sadducees, there are the Pharisees, there are the Sifar and the Pharisees, the far they can see, and the Sadducees and the Sadonians, they were all the Sasa, God bless you. They were all going to the temple with all their galeria and with all their big robe. But here come Peter and John with that robe, just an ordinary shirt, probably with just no shoe, but they came in there because I know they had an encounter with Jesus of Nazareth. An encounter that will live for a lifetime. An encounter that will live for a lifetime. An encounter that will last for a lifetime. I pray for you. An encounter that will last for a lifetime. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Come on! Man, without it, there's no religion here. There's no preaching. Are you born again? Religious pastors. You must give your life first. Hallelujah. That was not the issue now. What the man needed is a miracle. What the man needed is a miracle. Forget about asking about receiving Jesus. We must be wise in our message. There are times we don't talk about repentance. But whatever you have, lay hand on the sick. Lay hand on the sick. Lay hand on the oppressed. Set the captive free. Let the prisoners know God. Let the people encounter God. By the time they encounter God, yeah, when you give the hungry food, yeah, you don't need... am I speaking to someone? When you give them such a heart, I give. When a man is hungry, give him food. Whether he will not listen to you. When a man has something that he needs and he give it to you, he will listen to you. But do you know this guy did not go forth and say, you repent. Or else you perish. This is not the time to say repent and perish. My friend, you are a foolish messenger. Hallelujah. Amen. The man said, I need one thing. And Jesus and Peter and John said, okay, my friend, such I have we give unto you. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. rise up and walk. Tell somebody, say, rise up and walk. Like I said, rise up and walk. If it's the past, not talking, tell yourself, I'm rising up, I'm walking. I'm rising up, I'm walking. I'm rising up, I'm walking. Come on, begin to rise up. Begin to walk to somewhere. Right now, I declare by the power of God. Yes, Lord. Ba 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 ba. Thank you, Lord. Take your seat. 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 I don't know, I speak to someone now. Even if you don't have the necessity horsepower, if you don't have the necessary horsepower or to prepare you to the right place, I decree by the word of God there will be an induction, a kind of spiritual injection, another power and horsepower that will lift you wherever you are now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know what? Peter went forward, heard the man. Held the man and said, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Peter went and held him up. Held him up, my friend. The day has ended. No more crumbs. No more begging. No more eating leftover. No more feeling sorry for everything you are doing. No more looking like a man that is forsaken. Not looking like a man that is not a real man. Not looking like a real woman. Am I communicating to somebody? Not looking like people who is always looking down. Am I speaking to somebody? The Bible said he was lame. He could not walk. He was begging. Everything. People were helping him at all times. I am sure he will bring him in the morning and he will take him back in the evening. Gentlemen, the time has come. In nobody yet, Calabar, whoever it is from today that is eating crumbs, eating leftover, you are begging. People are feeling sorry for you. You are feeling rejection. You are feeling not happy. You are always thinking things are not working for you. They are looking at you. You are nobody because of your color, because of your race, because of your tribe, because of your sex. I speak to you now. I speak to you right now. Leap forward in the name of Jesus. I said, leap forward in the name. I said, leap forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at that verse. Look at that verse. Verse 7, right? Are we in verse 7? Thank you, Lord. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and guns and bones received what? Strength. Just keep reading, I'm coming. And then, did anybody see anything here? Did anybody see anything here? Tell your neighbor, did you see this? Come on, Lord, I said, did you see this? All right, let me say something here before I go. The Spirit is leading me something to say something to somebody now. Do you know that man, that woman, that she was begging, man? Even though she was begging, she was desiring to enter the temple. Oh, come on, you didn't hear me. Even though he was begging, but in his heart, he wants to walk, he wants to go to the temple and worship like everybody. Oh, come on, he wants to be like that sister. He wants to be like that brother. He wants to be like that pastor. He wants to be like that woman, that married woman. I want to be like that married woman. I want to be that married brother. I want to be that married father. I want to be like that married husband. Am I speaking to somebody? I want to work in that office. I want to have that kind of job. I want to have that kind of career. Am I speaking to somebody? I want to be part of that career. Oh, come on, shout out, Lord! You will enter there. I say it again. You will enter there. You know, some years back, some people said, we want to walk in Qatar Airways. I remember those days. And, amen. And some of you are still thinking to go over there. May you enter there. Amen. No, your amen is looking small. You want to enter the queues, right? All the queues. I remain there. All the queues. May doors be open for you in the name of Jesus. Am I speaking to someone in the house? You desire to be there, right? And there are some of you that are in a certain position you want to enter now. Hey, maybe I'm speaking to myself. I say I'm speaking to myself. If you refuse, whatever, I'll prophesy to myself. Okay, thank you. Now you know that. Somebody say, talk to me, right? I like that. Because if you don't, I want to talk to myself. I want to talk to myself. That place I desire. from today, I will enter in. Where I want to be, I will be now. I will enter there now. That job, that home, that finance. Oh, begin to prophesy. Come on. I can't tell you more. Begin to prophesy. I enter that realm in the name of Jesus. I enter to that realm in the name of Jesus. I enter into that realm in the name of Jesus. I enter. Raka braka braka raka braka raka braka yaka braka raka braka raka braka raka brada. I enter there now. I enter there now. I enter. Hey, gentlemen, that was a sister here. I don't know if she's in the church. No, she didn't come today. Or she's here, I don't know. But she's a testimony, it's a good testimony. Say, he came to me and said, Daddy, want me to preach this? Since I came to Doha, my salary has never been more than 1.5. And if I get any job above that level, from 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000, the job will stop in 1 month. What I say? Can you imagine? So the devil did not want her to leap forward. You know, that's some of you are in right now. God's in the realm of the spirit. You know, when I've been praying, I used to pray in the realm of the spirit. I want to declare a channel of door open for someone in the name of Jesus. You know, as I'm talking right now, that sister has got a job. They are paying her thousands now. After that prayer, the door became permanent. Now she's walking. Oh, come on. I see her paying her tithe. The day I saw her, I asked myself, is it that girl? He said, nah, how? I have forgotten. I don't even remember her anymore. You will enter that level. Amen. Say your neighbors, I will leap. I will leap forward. Am I speaking to my life? You will leap forward. I have so many of you that have too many testimonies. I cannot talk anymore. But I'm telling you, there's a level God wants to take you. You have to leap forward. This man entered the temple. Ah, what a news. What a good news. And not only he entered with you, he entered with who? Come on, he entered with who? Louder, we enter with who? Louder, help me out now. He entered with who? This was a man that was there. And then behold, Peter and John, the apostle. May I say to somebody? You know, at that time, nobody understood that the Amazon, the spiritual Amazon, I'm coming. Did you hear what I said? The spiritual Amazon, the CEO of a new kingdom, a kingdom that cannot be stopped, a kingdom with signs and wonders, a kingdom that people will begin to walk in, a kingdom that preached and 3,000 repented, a kingdom that 5,000 was added. Nobody, it's only Peter and John. But this man, a new wave was come. It's like I'm speaking to myself. A new wave! Because the old and the Sahindra could not do anything. God wanted him to enter with a new wave of glory and of power and of honor. So he identified with Peter and John. He identified with Peter and John. Am I speaking to someone? You are going to enter a company that even the world will begin to look for. Society will begin. Am I speaking to someone? Who told you those keys are the best? There are other best ones coming. Yekaba, you are entering them. They will look for you. You will walk into that company. You will get that job in that company. Hey, cannot somebody hear me? Let me say to someone right now. Let me speak to someone right now. God is about to take you by hand. And you are going to walk with dignity. You are going to walk with power. You are going to walk with high places. You are going to walk in high places. You are stepping into high places. Come on, can I hear it? I'm stepping into high places. I'm stepping into high places. My children are stepping into high places. My family is stepping into high places. Oh, I'm stepping right now. by the power of God, I am stepping into high places. I can't be stopped anymore. Oh, blessed be your name. Leka baroshita yadada. I am on that path. I am on that path. Can I hear louder? Amen. You don't understand, gentlemen. How I wish you understand what I'm talking about. The man could not enter with the old people. Because those companies, those organizations, no more. A new organization is coming. I speak to someone. If they have rejected you, they will accept you now. I said they have rejected you, they will accept you now. I place a mark of favor. A mark of favor. A mark of leaping. A mark of leaping. A mark of leaping. A mark of going forward. A mark of increase. A mark of advancement. I place it on you now. A mark of prosperity. A mark of good health. A mark of divine blessings. Receive it now. I place it on you. I place it on you, gentlemen. I place it on you. Let me give you a shocker. You will understand what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, let me give you a shocker. It's a scripture you know much. I want to round up very soon. Hallelujah. Can somebody help me? Where are we now? Verse 9. Okay. And all the people saw him walking and what? And praising what? All the people. The word is what? The word is what? Come on, hear that. The word is what? My friend, all the people. I prophesy from this altar. Your season of announcement has come. That gift is coming to pass right now. That talent that God given unto you, receive it. Let the world hear your talent. Let them hear your pursuit and purpose. Your dreams, let it come out now. Let it come out. Let the world witness the new you in the name of Jesus. There's a new you coming in your life. Let the world witness it. Let the world witness that great voice. Let the world witness that talent. That revelation on the power of God. Let the world witness it. Let the society see it. My God, out of this church, produce men. Produce women. That the society will look up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I release the grace for these ones to be on top. Receive the anointing of Mordecai that will take you from the gate to become the second command in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive the oil of Mordecai. Mordecai was a security man, but God took him and leaped him to become second in command. I prophesy the same grace of leaping. Rest on someone now in the name of Jesus. Hear me? You will not go down anymore. You will not go down anymore. You will catch up with people. Those who have gone ahead of you will catch up with them. As we round up, stand up with me. How to enter into season of leaping? How do we enter? Number one, ironic is going to close it today. We'll just look at it. I'll run it quickly because we're going to pray. I want us to enter worship and all that. So please, 20 minutes should be given. Number one, how to enter what? Season of leaping. Yes, thank you. As we put it together, we'll put it together. Number one, positioning. Write it down. What I said? I'm telling you, my dear and brother, you must learn to position yourself. The reason why that man lived, because he learned to position himself, what? In the temple. Right? He positioned in the right place. The woman with the issue of the blood was positioning. Right? Is it not so? Blind Bartimaeus, it was what? Positioning. He had Jesus was passing by. He stopped there. And he said, I'll walk through that way. Zacchaeus, how many of us heard the story of Zacchaeus? A sinner of all manner of people. But he heard that Jesus was going to Jericho, right? What did he do? He went and clapped what? The sycamore tree. Gentlemen, please, young girls, I beg you, am begging you. Positioning. Positioning is required. For your leaping, I'm telling you. For your advancement. Be careful where you go. There are places that are not meant for you. Instead of lifting you up, it will what? Be bringing you down. I speak to you. Please, I beg you. I'm only begging you. Retrieve your step and position yourself. Now there are some of you that your miracles are just there. But the way you are positioning yourself now, some people are doubting you now. They used to see your position. They say, ah, no, this one, that brother. Ah, I like him. You know, but suddenly there's a shift now. Yeah, you are. Okay, number two, please, time. I will not preach. I'm not silent because of time. The main preaching is gone. Number two, what is it? Number two is what? Look unto God. The Bible says, look unto us. And Peter, and the man said, ah! Woke up and his eyes were up. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. When you position yourself, what is the next thing? What is the next thing? Come on. I said, what is the next thing? I'm telling you, when you position yourself, look unto God. The third one. Leap of faith. You know, this is the hardest thing we keep preaching to people, but people don't understand. Amen. You must leap by faith. Oh. The man couldn't be the type of person. He would have said, no, Peter and John, it's not what I want. Don't hold my hand. You know? But the guy said, no. He was already expecting. So there was this expectation that was there. So by the time Peter took him up, whoop, he rose up. We are told of men that we are delivered and set free by their faith. Am I communicating to somebody? So there was a leap. And if you go to Acts 3:16, it's very clear. He said, by faith has made this man whole. By faith in Christ Jesus had made this man what? Whole. Acts 3:16. That's what it says. Leap of faith. For we live, we walk not by sight, but we what? By faith. That's it. 2 Corinthians, I think 5:7. Gentlemen, we must understand this. We all should not walk by sight, but walk by faith. Tell your neighbor, live by faith. Live by faith. Don't be afraid. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. God has not given us the spirit of timidity to fear, but the spirit of sound man. Gentlemen, don't be afraid. The fourth one, because of time. Oh, it's already 1 minute after. The fourth one is what? Connection. What I hear, what I said. Ah, this is another one, but no time to preach this one. Connection. Receive connection. Amen. Receive connection. Amen. Receive connection. Amen. Connection. Did you know that whatever changed that man's life was a connection between Peter and who? And John. It changed his story. There are people that you need to connect you, to change you, to leap you forward. May you connect your destiny helper. Your amen is not sounding like I'm understanding. I say, may you connect your destiny helper. Don't undermine them, no. Don't undermine your destiny helper. Am I communicating to somebody? Connection is important. What happened? Mephibosheth, the son of who? Saul, right? Okay, it was because of the connection of David and his father, Jonathan, right? Sorry, the son of Jonathan, yes. Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. Okay. But David came to the throne. Is that so? David, the Bible said in that 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 1. He said, is there anyone of the house of Jonathan or Saul that I will render help? Hey! Kabbalah. Oh, I pray for someone. Every help I've rendered in the past. Right now, let people come for you. Let your helper come for you. Amen. Anyone you have helper, anyone you are connected before, and has undermined you now, he will look for you now. Can you pray that prayer in a few seconds? He will look for you right now. Let that comfort. Let that comfort. Let that comfort. Let that comfort. Connection comfort. From the east, from the west, from the north, from Africa to Asia, to Europe, to America, to every part of the world. Let it come now. Let it come now. Let it come now. Let it come now. Thank you, Lord. So shall it be. Can I hear louder? Amen. Number what? Number five. Boldness and courage. You need it. Boldness and what? and courage. Because if utter all these things, you need to be bold. The righteous is as bold as life. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible said they saw the boldness of Peter and John. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, again, if you see that, chapter 4 from verse 17, they prayed for boldness. Am I communicating? Am I speaking to somebody? So, gentlemen, the people needed boldness. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Tell them, I said, don't be afraid. The last one and the last point is what? Connect to the grace upon the set man. You know, there are some of you don't understand the grace that flows through me. God did not put me in this land for nothing. May I say to every one of you now, please, I beg you. I came here by divine revelation and divine honor of God. I told you I came to this land without knowing where I sent my application. Until today, until tomorrow, God wanted me to bring me to this city for such a time like you and me. Gentlemen, forget about this one you are seeing. I have affected thousands. Forget this congregation you are seeing here. I have affected thousands. I am sure by the time you count 100 counties in Kenya, at least I will have two or three souls in one county. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of God. I'm just giving an example. Am I communicating? For the past 15 years, I know what I'm talking about. How God sent me to be here ahead of you people, that's His own. But some of you don't understand the grace in this ministry. I was shocked to discover that some people are paying their tithe back home. Up to today, you are paying tithe back home. God deliver you. God deliver you. You have been fed by this church. You know that the work of God has to continue in this church. You are afraid to die, right? Okay, I will send you to death now so that they will go and bury you there. Whether there or there, you are doing the work of the kingdom. Am I right? Good gentlemen. Are we playing here? Are we paying? Are we not paying here? Is anything free here? Whatever you have is not free. It's unfortunate that some of you today are paying your tithe back home. What is this? Do you need anybody to lay hand on you? That what you are doing is not incorrect. Even if your pastor tell him that it's where you are fed. Am I communicating? The Bible says he that feeds you spiritually, feed him also what? Carnally. Correct? Am I correct? Give it to him also. What I'm saying is not about me, but about the kingdom. Bring in store, bring tithes into my what? My store. It is storehouse, not that pastor's storehouse. Who told you? The storehouse belongs to who? God. Anywhere can be his storehouse, as long as the people are there to worship. Some of you don't know to tap into the grace. And you want to leap, correct? You want to just jump. You don't even tap. You are here. When the one pastor will professor life to you, you will send money. That time your PESA account is alive. That time your Nigeria account is what? Am I communicating to somebody? That time your whatever dollar account is what? Alive. Because you like people who will deceive you and prophesy to you lies. That's all you want. People will carry you fast for 20, 30 years. Then you die. And the man is still alive, enjoying his life. Gentlemen, walk, look with people who speak truth. Who have nothing to hide. I have nothing. Thank God, this is not KCMI altar. This is Anglican altar. So we didn't bury anything. Whatever testimony and miracles you are having is the hand of God. Am I communicating? Learn to connect. Thank God for those who learn to connect to the grace. You will look forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are here and you say you need Jesus. Just raise up your hands. I will pray with you wherever you are as we round up. Because the choir has to come. I have to take care of family thanksgiving and all that. I just want to pray for these people who are important to me. Please raise up your hands. I want to pray with you right now. Right now, those who need Jesus only, I want to say I dedicate my life. I know that God has failed you, but I'm coming back. I want to come back home. Real Lord, I said, God bless you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for these hands. Thank you so much. Thank you because it's your moment of saying, Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I give to you. I come back to you just as I am. I need you now, Lord. I need you, Lord. Jesus, this is the time for personal encounter. They want to have a personal encounter with you, Lord. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. Forgive them of their sins. I want you, as you raise up your hands and pray and ask God to forgive you right now, to cleanse you and sanctify you right now and make you whole. Father, I plead for these lives. I plead for that brother. I plead for that brother right now, oh God. Save him, redeem him, set him free right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. And God bless you all. Thank you.